This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Ivan Bukovsky-Sheremetyev. He completed his psychiatry residency and a fellowship in youth psychiatry at the University of Toronto. He works in Toronto, providing psychotherapy in private practice and acute care at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, and teaching at the U of T. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back, featuring Dr. Ivan Bukovsky-Sheremetyev. How are you doing today, Ivan?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. All right, so why don't you give us a summary of your career path, where it's gone?
Yeah, well, I did my psychiatry residency at U of T, and then I stayed in Toronto. I completed a fellowship in youth psychiatry, and beyond that, I've been doing some training in psychoanalytic psychotherapy. So I'm still a trainee and probably will be for a long time. So I'm still working here in the city. In terms of my clinical practice, I started out in youth-related settings like youth addictions and student health, but gradually transitioned into pretty much full-time psychotherapy practice with patients of all ages. And I work mainly virtually, mainly from home, which lets me see patients in other parts of the province. It also lets me see my newborn son throughout the day. And I also do some emergency work and supervision at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. And I teach a couple of courses in psychotherapy to psychiatry residents.
Wow, I love just the breadth of where you've gone in your training. So I'm curious then, from your vantage point and from your specialty, what is the state of medicine / healthcare?
There's a lot to say about that. I'm going to try to give my summary. It'll be a little bit vague, I think. But I think from my perspective, our healthcare system became extremely taxed during the height of the COVID pandemic. And I don't think it's yet even come close to recovering. Healthcare professionals are generally burnt out and kind of numbed by the whole experience. We all are, I think. But then my field and its associated health domain, mental health, became, I think, the main talking point and main counterpoint, really, to the restrictions and modifications that were being implemented for COVID. So there's been a lot of attention paid to mental health, to how much the mental health of our population, particularly our young people, has suffered. So it feels like psychiatry is in a lot of demand in this very unprecedented way, maybe. But, you know, another way to see it for me is that mental health has kind of spilled way outside the confines of psychiatry clinics and hospitals and into a kind of global experience of how we deal with crises that are really here to stay. Pandemics, climate change. So I think psychiatry is in its own identity crisis at the moment, struggling to define what's pathological, what's abnormal, what's individual, what's biological. And in a way, it's almost lost control of those things, which I think is a good thing. It gives a chance for other ways, other foci or kind of helping people and helping systems. But I do think that people seem to take to psychotherapy. They want psychotherapy, they respond to it. So, I mean, that's my bias, but I'm happy to be doing that.
Well, I appreciate that domain knowledge and vantage point about kind of how things are evolving within and without psychiatry, right? So I guess just curious then for you is what excites you the most in your area of medicine?
Well, because psychotherapy is kind of the main thing I do, what excites me the most about it is probably the openness and the imprecision of it. I like that, you know, within a frame, within particular important boundaries and parameters, patients can really express themselves however they want, or struggle with that expression. And to some extent, I can as well. So there's room for error, there's room for misinterpretation, for reinterpretation. And I think there's a relative freedom in that that's really exciting. So I like doing that day to day.
That's great. Sounds like you're able to step into and develop the things that are the most interesting to you.
Yeah, it's a process.
All right, so just switching gears a bit, we are classmates. We graduated from the same medical class. So just looking back, what is your favorite memory from medical school?
I think we might share some favorite memories. I'm guessing that we might. But, you know, I met some really lovely and really creative people in medical school, yourself included, Chris. And I'm happy to still be in touch with a few of them. And, you know, I think probably my favorite memories revolve around working on creative things together, preparing, rehearsing. So we had a band together called the Ectopic Beats, and we played exactly how we played a few shows. So preparing for those, choosing the songs, I mean, that was, you know, there was a buzz around it that I can still almost feel. There was Med Night. And then, you know, our classmate Ryan and I, we had a band, and we played some shows. And I remember people from the class coming out to support us, which was really incredible. That's a very special memory for me too.
Yeah, well, I think I love your creative energy. I think so much just seeing how you choose to intake things and then process them out with your creativity was something, you know, as a friend, as a colleague, just to see that, I thought was always very cool too. So you're right, we do share some memories from medical school. So just the last question that I have for you is, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
Well, a few things. I'd tell myself, I'd say, be more yourself. Don't pose too much. I'd say go to more social events that don't just revolve around music. More social events with classmates, I mean. Like, I would have, you know, looking back on it, I would have loved to watch you play goal, which I never did because it was, you know, so far removed from the musical side of things. You know, another thing is I would tell myself to pay, I think, closer attention to what I like and what I don't like, and maybe speak up more if something is not sitting right with me. The last thing is I would tell myself to pay more attention in anatomy lab, and not just for the knowledge of it. I mean, how much of that knowledge am I using now? Probably not too much, but because it was, looking back on it, really an amazing privilege to be there and to see everything. And I don't think I treated it as that. I think I treated it as more of a chore at that time. And I regret that.
Thank you so much for your time. I just see the way that you continue to navigate your career. And I think your patients benefit from your thoughtfulness and the way you want to proceed with life and to work towards their wellness. So thank you so much for participating in this. And looking forward to catching up with you sometime again in the future.
Oh, Chris, thanks so much for having me. We're working on another project together. See, this is always exciting.